Number 8A.
All right, before the break, you were bringing up the question of practice with the Christ Order, and I think it's a good thing that we take a little time to see how this applies to Christian Science treatment and to practice. You can see here that we are working from the standpoint of science here, and not from the standpoint of metaphysics. And therefore, we can perhaps pinpoint where the Christ Order comes in treatment. Well, fundamentally, naturally, you can say, whenever we handle a case, we can only handle it from the standpoint of God. What is God? Therefore, we must have a full understanding of the nature of God. That's the prerequisite. Therefore, we can see that our study that we have made all over the years and are still doing in regard to the seven synonymous terms to get a real warm, round, practical sense of the seven synonymous terms is still the most important thing. Because how could we practice from the standpoint of God if we would not know God? Therefore, the word order is still the prerequisite, either that we culture that in a general way over and over. We can culture that in many ways. We can culture that as we have seen it in syllabus 2, where we were saying, all right, let's get the tonality of each synonymous term so that we sit down and therefore think about what means mind in a tonal way, not just ideas, not just concept building, but the tonality of mind, and you build up within your consciousness that we have to deal with that universe of mind, the universe that is spirit, the universe that is soul, what it means, the universe of principle, of life, what it means, of truth, what it means, of love, what it means. So this is, so to say, a constant practice for our consciousness. But then when we are tackling a specific problem or any problem, or as Jesus did, to heal the multitude, it doesn't matter which one it is, if we give an individual treatment or a collective or a universal treatment, it's still the Christ idea that is at work. The healing ability lies then in the Christ idea. Now, what does that mean? That means that if we have a good grasp of the Word of God through the seven synonymous terms, we can see then the Christ translation and can see that having this great information tank filled up through the word order, we can then see that this word order has a Christ. Now we come to the Christ idea, what we did yesterday. It has a Christ. What does it mean? We begin to see that it has an idea, that this whole consciousness of the nature of God has always an idea, the Christ idea. That idea is that this whole being, capital being, has an idea, that it conceives of an idea, that it is always the primeval conception of all the ideas in the world, that this Christ idea is not only the conception of the idea, but also the expression of that idea, and you get now the tonality, what we have filled up yesterday, a tonality, not just thinking about terms, a tonality which says, yes, always in that whole universe, nothing is ever going on, but that this Word of God conceives of all the ideas, therefore also expresses itself in order to execute these ideas, in order to demonstrate these ideas for the purpose of glorifying really God Himself. So you get the Christ idea tone within your consciousness. Did I put that rightly? Did it give a tone? See, that's what we did yesterday, and I really can only ask you, go home, not yet, right now, but after a week, go home and culture the tonality, the feel of what the Christ idea is, so that you constantly have a feeling, gosh, in this whole universe, there is always going on something in a very dynamic way, and that is the Word of God wanting to express itself as the Christ to the point of idea. That's a tonality. That's not something that you write down and read it. That's a feel of it, that we walk with that consciousness through the day, that it is a background music that constantly sounds through your consciousness and says, you know that Christ wants to bring out the maximum of good. In every idea, the maximum of good. So at that point you say, all right, then I go along with that Christ idea. And if you say, I go along with that Christ idea, you go through the Christ order. You support, so to say, with your consciousness. I don't know if that is the right term, to support in your consciousness, but perhaps the best way is you go along with, you are synchronized with the Christ order, which says, and therefore you hear the other melody within you, see, that elaborates this Christ idea melody, and you hear the melody that goes on with you and say, yes, and then you go through the seven and say, yes. You see, this Word of God as the Christ is the infinite potentiality of being. Really, that divine principle has such a potentiality that can hardly wait how to express itself, how to manifest itself, and to manifest itself. It wants to manifest itself. It's not something that we feel we have to pray like mad that it begins to operate. It's something we accept consciously as something that is constantly at the point of wanting to express itself. And therefore, as life, we go along with it and hear how that divine principle wants, does express itself in a dynamic way. And we feel now that whole waterfall coming down on top of us and feel, gosh, the whole universe is filled, so to say, with that dynamic power of expression and expressing, doing what? Being of the nature of truth, knowing exactly what it wants to do. It has the consciousness and the power of consciousness, therefore knows exactly how to touch each situation, where to touch that situation. It is a consciousness that knows how to, what to do, what has to be done, how things have to be arranged. It's a great know-how that the Christ has here. And so we come to a sense of love and say, yes, and even more than that know-how that truth says, it is love that says, and I don't leave any opportunity untouched. I don't miss any opportunity to do it. I don't let go of my idea. I am constantly awake and aware and of that idea that I want to care for it, that I want to express it, that I want to help it, that I want to tend it, that I want to protect it. And you get the whole sense of the love, the sense that says, gosh, the whole universe is engaged in bringing out the Christ idea, wherever it is. Then you go on supporting or flowing with that Christ idea, and you begin to see how that subjective sense always objectifies itself fully through soul that you feel, and that comes to every situation in the full sense, because that life, truth, and love identifies itself completely at every point. At every point. You have the translation to every point, so that every point takes part of the whole of life, truth, and love. Every point does not get a little tiny slice of the whole cake. but it's always the whole cake, every quality of God. And so you feel nothing is being lost on the way of translation. And it gives us a sense, yes, it comes to every point in the universe in the same identical isomorphic form as life, truth, and love, and does what? And can filter itself through any channel to reach any point. That's the hierarchical structure. That hierarchical structure just starts right on the top and begins to filter through all the channels to find out where something has to be established, where something has to be manifested, and how it has to be manifested. Therefore, it uses the spirit that blows where it listens and goes right through any point that needs to be taken care of. So that at the point of mind, I flow with it and see, oh, therefore it is possible that the divine mind that is omniscient, that divine mind that is knows all, that it can manifest to us, to every situation, the right idea. It comes to every situation as the right idea, not as a non-idea. That's your answer, Vicky. Comes to you as the right idea. If it doesn't come to you as a right idea, you go back. You go back. And it is just a matter of purifying one's consciousness so that we are big enough in consciousness, open enough in consciousness, that the right idea can flow in. And so the right idea manifests itself, which is at the point of mind, and therefore at the point of healing and of solution of the problem. This is the, so can you see what the Christ order does is to answer a suggestion. Namely, that suggestion which comes up, which says, is there an error bigger than God? See, is there an error bigger than God? Like the prophet Nahum has said that there is an error that is bigger than God. And the Christ order answers no. Therefore, when that suggestion comes up, you reinforce, say, your understanding through the Christ order again and see that that is actually the necessity to support or reinforce the flow of the Christ order in your consciousness, so that all those arguments that go against it, like, how do I know? Will the idea come to me? Will the right idea come to me? Will I see it? But all these arguments are taken care of through the Christ order. Absolutely. Because in the Christ order, you see, you go out from the one divine principle right down to infinite ideas. And in that flow, you come to truth that knows all, and you come to mind that manifests every idea. So when an argument comes and says, but I have given a good treatment and it didn't help, it just didn't seem to make any impact on the patient, then you have, so to say, two answers for that. The first answer is that the patient may not like it, that he resists it. And therefore, you have to know your last column. What happens if he resists it? And you see very easily then where it resists it, where there is that resistance. So this is one answer that we can give if we see that the treatment doesn't seem to have an effect. The other answer is that we just haven't seen clear enough the Christ order. And therefore, we fell out of that order somewhere on the line down. And therefore, what we have to do is to sit back again and say, now I just go along with that order. I am now sitting on the throne of principle. I'm now no more looking at principle, but I'm sitting on the throne of principle and look out to what this printer is going to do in its translating activity to the idea. And I just fill my thought again with that divine principle and say, this is the only principle at work. Therefore, it must have an impact on every situation. And you get the tone of life. It has an impact on everything. And you get the tone of truth that says, and because that principle knows everything in the whole universe, therefore that principle as truth knows the answer already. That's still subjective, knows the answer already. And you come to love and you see, though I don't see yet myself humanly the answer, but I know that the truth knows the answer. And therefore I come to love and say, but why on earth didn't I get the answer yet? So love comes and says, all right, I will take care of that. And you get a terrific sense of love which says, I'm going to arrange things so that you will hear it, that you will see it, that you will notice it. I am love. I don't want to let you go. I don't want to let you be unblessed. I engage myself and I use the whole plan of love and the whole plan of the universe to find ways and means and channels and symbols and association of ideas and association of thoughts and opportunities and experiences that will tell you where the right idea is. So you get a terrific sense now, not only of truth and saying, well, truth knows it, but the sense of love that gives us a sense. Love is now at work in the whole plan of love, and I feel at that point that the whole universe, you know, not just me and the patient or me and something is engaged in that whole thing, but that the whole universe is used by love, because love is universal, therefore can use any old thing in the universe, so to say, to be used in order to translate to me into the language of spirit which I understand. It isn't so that this whole information tank that is here tapped just comes to me as golden letters on the wall, or as a voice that I hear suddenly and I say, well, it was as if I heard a voice, it was as clear as possible. These are possibilities, but these are only two possibilities out of thousands of possibilities. How the divine mind can manifest itself, because we come to spirit, and spirit says, I have infinite channels, I have a whole structure, and I can use all the channels of the whole structure. The spirit blows where it listens. It knows how to use all the channels and opportunities in order to bring out at the point of mind the message of God, the divine message of the Christ, the idea that is necessary. And it can come by looking at something. It can come by reading the Wall Street Journal. It can come by somebody who tells me something. It can come as a feeling. It can come as a sudden insight. It can come as an association of thought. It can come through a joke you hear. It can come through any channel. Because that's spirit. Spirit says, I use all the channels. Therefore, don't limit yourself and say, it must come through golden letters on the wall so that I can read it. That is limiting, you see. And so in this way, you see, if we flow with it and stay with each synonymous term and say, what does it mean? We naturally break all the limits in our consciousness that would obstruct really the flow of the right idea to the point of mind as manifestation and as revelation. And so sometimes we have to wait. You know? I don't believe very much in these instantaneous healings. I don't know if they will do much good. They are nice. They are really nice. But have you ever seen that they have done a lot for the idea? I mean, not for the patient, but for the idea. Usually they don't do very much. I have seen that those who don't get the healing and have to fight for it, and have to work for it over a longer period and have to really dig into the textbook, that they are afterwards of greater use for the idea. And those who just get it just as a nice gift falling into their lap, they say, oh, this is so terrific. This is so terrific, so that if something happens again, I will call the practitioner. But it always made a terrific impression about Kimball and his wife. When they came into Christian Science, they came through very wonderful, quick, and good healing of Mrs. Kimball. But Mr. Kimball didn't get his healing. He went to practitioner, he didn't get his healing. That was the safety of him. That was love taking care of him for the idea. So he had to dig in the book himself. He had to search himself. And that made him the big thinker. That made him that man that had a deep insight. And therefore he was, so to say, the light of the movement for his time. Whereas perhaps Kimball was a very good friend to him and also a good practitioner, I don't know, but who stands out of those two was Mr. Kimball. And I have seen that over and over, going through the whole history of the church experience, where you watch people coming in, getting wonderful healings, but what are they going to do with it? Practically nothing. It was too easy for them, too easy. Whereas you always will see that people who really have to struggle for it, who have to devote themselves to the study, who have to culture themselves, and then get that healing slowly, that they afterwards somehow have a bigger caliber, therefore of greater use for the idea. So I think, I mean, it's a brave word that I say, and I say I don't believe very much in instantaneous healing for the idea. It's wonderful for the patient, it's wonderful for the practitioner too, because it shows him something terrific, but will it do something for the idea? That's another question. And I would be surprised if your experience would be different, that you would say, no, those who get those big healings were afterwards the luminaries of the church. I don't think it is so. Quite apart from the fact that Jesus had no use of his patients. He healed them and said, go and show yourself to the priest and go back to the synagogue. He didn't say, come along with me. But one of his disciples had a healing from him. He had to use those people with spiritual sense and not just because they were healed quickly. Yes, why did I come to that funny point? About this question, you see, that sometimes you have to go deeper and deeper over the same thing. You don't go over the same thing in the same way. You go over the same Christ order, but it will always be new, always be different. Because every time we have a little bit of a feedback from what has gone before, we have a little bit the higher and the wider sense of each synonymous term of what it does, and so it cultures us into a feel of the Christ translation. I would really love to see that you go home after the seminar and over the whole year, you know, just always culture that. You can't get it in a day, you can't get it in a week, but after months something filters in, sinks in into our consciousness so that it stays there without that we have to think about it. It becomes awareness. It becomes that sense that we are really blessed under the waterfall of the grace of God. And that gives us a comfort feeling. That is that feeling that corrects the other feeling which we have too. Namely, all of us have that feeling, which is the Antichrist, that feeling that we walk in this world not knowing what happens the next moment. Wondering, will we do it? Wondering, what is tomorrow? Wondering, will we be blessed tomorrow? Wondering, will I fail tomorrow? Don't we do that? Are we really walking through life in a superior way? Or are we not just always a little bit in that sense that we feel, I hope nothing comes to me, and I protect myself against that? A sense of defense within us. You see, we culture that. We culture that. How old you are, huh? We culture that from the very first year onward, all through our life, always that way. Huh? I hope not. Huh? Well, that's the Antichrist. That's the very opposite of the Christ translation. So we have to culture us out of that false sense, and it takes some time, it takes some consecration, but little by little, as it is with everything that we learn anew, it becomes automatic. It becomes a reflex awareness, where we don't have to think about it constantly. We have it. It's indwelling, it's innate, and it's there, and it's a much more beautiful sense than just always that metaphysical practice, thinking right, not to think wrong. How should I think right? What do I have to think that I think right? Isn't that the right way of thinking? Do you think I should think this way? Or should you think I should think that way? And all that humbug just falls flat. You rise yourself above the thinking level, huh, to the level of the idea. So think about those two points. The feel of what is the Christ idea. And then add to that field the enlarged sense of the Christ translation. And I bet anything, everything, I bet my head easily, that if you do that over a year, you feel you are a new person. I bet it, because it's true.